Welcome, everybody, to the RV Podcast, episode number 310.
Welcome, fellow travelers. It's time for another episode of the RV Podcast.
Answering your questions, sharing tips, suggesting great trips and off-the-beaten-path adventures, and always staying on top of the RV lifestyle news you need to know about with great interviews and inside industry information.
Here's your hosts, award-winning journalists Mike and Jennifer Wendland.
Hello, everybody, and here is another edition of the RV Podcast, episode 310. This is your guide to freedom and fun through RV travel, and no matter what kind of an RV that you happen to have, whether it's a motorhome, a towable trailer, a tent, even if you're just dreaming about getting an RV someday, this podcast is for you, because here we talk about getting out there, enjoying God's amazing creation, meeting interesting people, boondocking, discovering fun places, and always using the right gear and technology to enhance the RV lifestyle. So welcome to the RV Podcast. We're honored that you chose to put us in your ears this week. Well, we're going to talk about a lot of things this week. The first and foremost in our interview of the week coming up, we're going to talk about Quartzsite and what I think some people say now is the largest RV show in the world. It didn't start off as an RV show, but over 40 years, it has become this massive show. And with everything else canceled since the spring and the summer and over the fall, we are excited to say that the Quartzsite RV show is on for January in 2021. We'll talk about it with one of the show's producers coming up here in just a few minutes. You'll meet a good friend of ours from Quartzsite, and I think you'll get excited about this show. And we got lots more to talk about. We've got your questions. We're going to talk in our questions of the week about what is a four-season RV, and are there really any four-season RVs out there? Is everybody just blowing smoke and making claims that aren't quite accurate? We'll talk about that. We got a great off-the-beaten-path report from the Burkitts, and we have my lifelong traveling companion and my bride joining me now. Hi, my dear.
Hello, my Michael.
Jennifer, it is nice to have you with us on another edition of the podcast. 6 years this month, I think.
Wow. Yeah. That is a long time.
310 episodes, and we have been... Knock on my head on wood. We have not missed a week.
I think I've missed two.
Well, I guess we have missed a week because we took
Christmas
off. Oh, well,
you took two weeks off. I'm talking about you.
Yeah,
rally.
No, I've, yeah,
I've lost my voice a couple times.
Yeah, yeah. But you found it again.
Yes, I found it.
Yep. We're still coming to you from Michigan. We've been here since June after spending pretty much all of the spring and late winter on the road or hunkered down in Florida during the height of the pandemic. And we've gotten out a couple times. We got out this week. We got out the week before, and we're looking for a big trip up in the Upper Peninsula in a week or so as well. So we're delighted to be here.
And we're having fun doing live stream broadcasts simultaneously on all our platforms. We'll have our next one coming up this Friday, September 4th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And our special guests will be Kenny and Kimmy King, the producers of the giant Quartzsite RV show in January.
Now, in a little bit, you're going to meet Kimmy. That's Kenny's daughter. And she will be our guest here in our Interview of the Week segment on the RV Podcast. And we decided that we wanted to have Kenny come on as well, and we couldn't get him for this the interview you're going to hear today. But we want to really talk about with Kenny a little more of the history about it, and we're going to have both Kimmy and Kenny King on the show live. We're going to do it Friday, and we're going to stream it on all of our platforms, our Facebook page, our Facebook group, and our Facebook, our RV Lifestyle YouTube channel. So three of those, YouTube and two on Facebook. So that will be 3 p.m. Friday, September 4th. And if you're a member of the group, or if you go to the page, if you go to the YouTube channel, you'll see there'll be a scheduled broadcast with it. And then you can just jump in. And what's fun about it is you can ask questions about Quartzsite, and you can actually talk live to Kimmy and Kenny, and I think you'll have fun. And this is in addition to our regular Sunday night show, which is Ask Us Anything. We do that every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and we'll be back this coming Sunday as well. But it should be a lot of fun.
We've had some really fun discussions on the blog lately about fall camping. Just this week, we've published articles on fall camping in the Upper Peninsula and our five favorite RV destinations around the country to see the fall colors. You can read them and much more at RVLifestyle.com.
Yep, new content on the blog every single day. So make sure you check it. Lots of great resources there. I have an update on what we talked about last week at the beginning of the show. We talked about some of the RV issues that we have experienced with our new RV. And we've got some good news. The inverter failure while we were on battery power, it had us kind of stumped. I suspected it was a fuse, but I wasn't sure. So we drove over to our friends at Holland Motor Homes in Holland, Michigan on Monday. And sure enough, it was the fuse that is between the inverter and our two Battleborne lithium batteries. That fuse blew. And it blew when we turned on the microwave when we were operating under battery power in the RV. And it should have worked. So we were all pretty confusing. Now, the microwave takes about 1,500 amps, but we have 2,000 amps in the inverter. So why did it blow? We don't know. We didn't know. We said the fuse blew. I was a little concerned. I wanted to look it over. Well, they looked it over and in about 30 seconds diagnosed it. The wrong size fuse was put in at the factory, apparently. The fuse should have been 250 amps, and instead it was a 150 amp fuse. So we swapped it out for the right size fuse, and my service tech at Holland said, you know, that these things happen. They just put the wrong size fuse in. And he even left me with a spare fuse should it ever happen again. And that's nice to know because that's the most important thing for us, being able to operate with our lithium batteries when we are not plugged in and we're off the grid. We tend to, that's our favorite way of camping. As the other problem we talked about last week, the refrigerator door that Jennifer kept dropping off.
That Jennifer kept dropping off?
I just want to see if you were paying attention. It fell when I opened it. We were making lunch one day, and off came the door. And we have one of those. It's one of those new Dometic three-way refrigerators, so the doors open on either side. And if you open it from the left, the door falls off completely off the refrigerator. You can stick it back on there again.
And but what's bad about that is you don't want it to dent the floor.
Right, because it's a pretty heavy door, and if you've got stuff in it, it's even heavier. And yeah, so I did hear from other people who have had that same problem, who had the same refrigerator. So it's not unique, I guess, to us. We did not have that problem with the previous RV we had, which had the same refrigerator.
And but the refrigerator, we did have a little problem with having to give it a little push at the bottom to make sure it locked.
Yeah.
If you didn't do that, it didn't seal properly.
Yep, that was the last one. And on this one too, although now on this one, you can only open it from the right side, and then when you shut it, you got to push it in with your foot at the bottom of both sides. It's a pain, and it needs to be replaced. So the problem is that our dealer says that Dometic, if you can get through to Dometic, they said they spent hours trying to reach them last week. And then they were told, I think they said a 70 day wait time for replacement parts. Can you imagine that? And I don't want to rag particularly on Dometic, other than the fact that the refrigerator door falls off, but apparently that's true of all of the suppliers. And that is the residual effects of the COVID shutdowns, that most of the suppliers, the parts, are really slow on coming in. And we wondered if it's because they're made in China, some of those
parts. I wonder
parts.
If everything is made in China.
I don't know. Seems to be, doesn't it, sometimes? So anyway, Dometic has a 70-day wait time for replacement parts, according to our dealer. And since I talked to this on the podcast, I heard from several others who had the same problem. And one of them said he grew so impatient with Dometic's lack of service that he replaced his refrigerator with a new one from a different company. And lo and behold, I received an email from an Italian refrigerator company that has one for RVs, a little larger than ours. I don't know if it'll fit, but we're looking into it. I mean, you know, you want to have a refrigerator that you can count on. I mean, this one works. It works fine. It's just the door keeps falling off. So we'll let you know what we do. But the inverter is working. And that was the big thing that we wanted to get fixed.
Oh, it's a big thing to me that we have a refrigerator door that I can count on.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if it falls off when you open it on the left side, you worry about hitting a bump on the road, you know, and it falls on Bo because he kind of sleeps right by there.
Oh, gee, if that happens, he'll never go in that thing.
Yeah, so.
He's already a little nervous.
So anyway, we're going to work through that and figure out either a new refrigerator or we'll just have to suck it up and duct tape the door. Oh, come on, there's got to be a better way than that.
So anyway. Well, we had a refrigerator in the past that we had to duct tape
the
door because it flew open.
Yeah, that was in one of our road trucks.
Yeah, so, you know.
And you understand.
It's bumpy. It's out there.
It's like riding your RV is like in an earthquake.
Perpetual earthquake.
Yeah, so no wonder.
Depending on what state you're in.
Yeah, depending on how the roads are. Hey, this part of the podcast is brought to you by Camping World. Camping World is your go-to spot for everything outdoors. And Jennifer and I kind of like to think of it as an oasis for RVers because they have like 225 locations around the country. There's always one close by when we need to pick up some parts or accessories. In fact, we have a complete page with all of the RV and the camping supplies that Jennifer and I use or recommend. And even better, because you're a listener of the podcast, you can get 10% off all purchases over $99 if you go to rvlifestyle.com/campingworld, rvlifestyle.com/campingworld, and you'll see all of the Camping World RV gear and the accessories that we like the most that you hear us talk about on the podcast and on the blog. Remember that discount code, that promo code is RVLifestyle10. RV Lifestyle 10. You'll find everything from outdoor furniture and appliances that you see us use in our videos and talk about here, RV extras from camping chairs to fire pits to electrical accessories, must-have gadgets and gizmos, all that stuff. Again, 10% off. Use the coupon code RVLifestyle10, and you can check them out if you go to rvlifestyle.com/campingworld.
News. Mike's got news. RV news, travel news, inside information and trends that shape the RV lifestyle. Here's the RV news of the week.
Wildfires continue to devastate the West, with 1.4 million acres burned and more than 800 new wildfires between August 15th and 29th in California alone. California closed at least 34 state parks because of fires. Many will be closed indefinitely. Historic Little Basin Campground in California's Big Basin State Park was destroyed, with visitors evacuated in a rush last Tuesday just before the flames came through. But California is not alone. An 850-plus acre wildfire is in Yellowstone National Park, just 3 miles from Old Faithful. Oregon and Colorado are also especially hard hit. But fires are popping up in many western states. If you're camping in an area at risk, be sure to check out emergency apps you should have to stay informed.
And we'll put a link to those apps in the show notes for this episode at rvlifestyle.com/310. rvlifestyle.com/310. Just scroll down to News of the Week and look for the wildfire story, and you'll see a link to those apps that are really good to have with you. Numbers are continuing to come in from state campgrounds about their summer camping occupancy. And throughout the country, they're showing the number of campers up way up over last year by double digits. Some examples in North Dakota. North Dakota's 13 state parks saw that number of campers go up 28% from May, June, and July of 2019. Ohio state parks are reporting much higher numbers, as is all public land in Wyoming. And of course, the reason states are attributing the large numbers is that more people are turning to camping during these COVID-19 times. And for tips on how to navigate camping during a pandemic, we've got a special blog story for you at rvlifestyle.com. Just go to rvlifestyle.com/310. Again, scroll down to the News of the Week and you'll see a link.
A toxic algae bloom at Zion National Park that we warned you about last month after it killed a Siberian husky puppy is apparently spreading. causing new concerns. Rangers say all visitors, humans and pets, need to avoid all contact with the Virgin River until further notice because the toxin is at extreme levels and has spread to the narrows section of the river. People need to avoid hiking through the water, which means people should not do the Narrows hike, which is one of the most popular Zion hikes, as it is down the river between towering canyon walls. And people should especially keep the water far from their eyes and their mouths. And the algae colonies produce a toxin that impacts the nervous system and can be fatal to children or pets.
The Big Moose Inn and Campground in Maine temporarily had its license revoked last week by state officials for violating COVID-19 orders after an outbreak was traced to the facility. This is an interesting story, and we're sharing it because it just shows how fast this stuff can spread. The inn hosted a wedding reception in early August that has since been linked through contact tracing to 127 positive COVID cases. Apparently, one person at the wedding had COVID, and it then spread to some of the 65 guests who attended, and those guests in turn spread it more. Maine limits activities like receptions to 50 people, and apparently the inn and campground violated other Maine rules like requiring contact tracing information for guests, requiring 6-foot social distancing, and requiring employees to wear masks. So they had their license suspended, and eventually they called and they canceled reservations because it didn't have a license, but then its license was reinstated last weekend and it was back open, but it shows you why we have these rules. As much as we chafe underneath them, you can see from one case, 127 other cases. And that was the first part of August until last week. So you got to watch it.
Mike and I love seeing how people personalize their RVs. We're betting a lot of you like seeing this too, which is why we wanted to share a story about a woman who purchased a camper trailer for $10,000 and then gave it a complete facelift, putting in another $6,000. The woman swapped out the floor and transformed the trailer, decorated with a variety of beige and browns, with bright whites and eye-popping colors that made it seem more like a contemporary apartment than trailer. There are many companies out there to help people remodel their RVs, and it made me think of a podcast interview we did recently with Renovation Camp, designed to help you do the work by yourself. To listen to that report, go to our show notes page at rvlifestyle.com/310. That's rvlifestyle.com/310, and then scan down to the News of the Week section for a link to that interview.
This part of the podcast is brought to you by Rad Power Bikes, America's number one e-bike brand, offering direct-to-consumer pricing and powerful premium electric bikes, now with free shipping and a special discount for listeners of the RV podcast. Rad Power Bikes, they're built for everyone and priced for everyone as well, and they offer a series of different e-bike models that fit a wide variety of rider wants and needs. They all can go 20 miles an hour with zero pedaling. But you can get a pretty good workout on a Rad Power e-bike because you pedal yourself. Now, you've got the choice. You can ride pedal-free and just use the throttle. Or the way we like to do it is you use 5 different levels of pedal assist just for an added boost when you need it, or combine pedaling and the boost, however you want to do it. Or just pedal all the time and then use the throttle to go up a hill or something. They're perfect for people who want to get back into riding or are recovering from surgery or injury or just looking for that little extra to keep up with friends and family. You can go between 20 and 40 miles on a single charge. And the thing about Rad Power Bikes, besides the amazing quality of their build, is they're priced at less than half the cost of comparable bikes on the market because the dealer retail markup chain is cut off. If you mention RV Lifestyle at checkout, you'll get an additional $75 off. Plus, of course, you get free shipping on all their bike models. Use that promo code RVLifestyle for an additional $75 off. Visit them at radpowerbikes.com.
Questions? You've got them. Mike and his network of RV reporters have the answers. Here's one of our questions of the week.
All right, this question comes from a member of our RV Lifestyle Facebook group named Ginger, and she actually posted it the day I'm recording this, we're recording this podcast, so had something like 11 comments last I checked, but there's many more now. And she writes, we are looking to purchase a true four-season RV. Are there any manufacturers that you know of that are true to their advertising? And I love the way that she asked that, because we get this question a lot. And Ginger specifically asked about RVs that live up to the advertising claims. And that is the problem, because a lot of RV makers out there claim that they're four-season, or they'll use terms like four-season capable, or they'll say insulated pipes, or they'll claim that can handle cold weather, stuff like that. But that is a far cry from being a true four-season RV that can camp and operate with its freshwater, blackwater, graywater plumbing system in below-freezing weather. Now, some of the ones out there can work in the 30s, down to the 30s, but when the temperatures really drop in the far north, not many can live up to that true four-season claim. So our RV Lifestyle Group saw Ginger's question, and they've really helped a lot with the answers. Greg McHugh, who we did a story on Greg. He has one of those expedition vehicles and pays a lot of attention to this stuff. He says, check out the complete line of Northwood Manufacturing based in Oregon. Now, Northwood makes a very full line of travel trailers and fifth wheels, and in particular, the Arctic Fox brand. Now, we saw one of these from our friends, the Adventurous Life couple, mm-hmm. when we met them in very the nice. Desert in Arizona in January, and they had one of these Northwoods trailers, and they're beautiful. Northwood makes a very full line of travel trailers and fifth wheels, and as I said, that Arctic Fox brand is a true four-season RV. It has heated, enclosed holding tanks and dump valves that are designed for cold winter climates. Their coaches are super insulated with various residential quality rigid foam and batten and reflective foil to protect the interior from winter cold, and also helps in excessive heat in the summer. Northwood is the only brand that I am aware of that claims to be fully four season. Now, there are some other suggestions by readers of other brands that look to be, you know, very well insulated, but don't necessarily claim to be true four season, but they're worth checking out. Greg also suggests looking at the Bigfoot RV brand of truck and trailer campers made in Armstrong, British Columbia, Canada. And don't worry if you're driving. I will build links to all of these different brands in the show notes for this episode at rvlifestyle.com/310. A member of the group, the Facebook group named Brandon, recommends the Black Series, which is it's an Australian brand that I've heard great things about for being so rugged out in the outback, as they say. But that is now available in the U.S. So check out the Black Series. We'll put a link to them. A member named Matt says, we have the Columbus by Palomino. That's the brand by Palomino. It's a fifth wheel. And he says, when it was 15 degrees outside, we stayed nice and toasty warm inside. Susie says, Grand Design has great insulation and kept us warm all winter. No tank or line problems. And Deb says to look at Lance Truck Campers and Trailers. Lance is one of our favorite brands for towables, and we think the world of those things. So again, with the exception of those RVs made by Northwood, the others don't claim to be full four-season RVs. I checked all their websites just before we started recording here today, and they do have extremely good insulation. They can usually perform much better than the competition, you know, during cold weather. But the only true four-season that we know is from Northwood Manufacturers up there in Oregon.
Hey, fellow travelers. Want to have your voice featured on the RV podcast?
Send us your questions or comments. Send an audio file to mike@rvlifestyle.com. Or better yet, use our RV podcast voicemail number, 586-372-6990. 586-372-6990.
We want to hear from you. Call 586-372-6990.
And this part of the RV podcast is brought to you by Battle Born Batteries, makers of quality, safe, reliable lithium batteries that can be installed in just about every RV. We have two of them in ours. We like them so much, we're thinking about getting a third. Battle Born's motto is get out there and stay out there. They're made for boondocking and for off-the-grid camping, where you can really get away from it all. And that is their mission, to provide RV batteries with the highest quality technology at the fairest price on the market that will let you have sustained off-the-grid adventures with batteries that offer better performance, charge faster, charge fuller, are longer-lasting, maintenance-free. Lithium is the gold standard for RV house batteries these days. And the team of battery experts at Battle Born Batteries are familiar with all the existing components on your RV. No matter what, you have a Class A, Class C, a B van, a towable, a fifth wheel, a bunkhouse, whatever it is, they're experts in all kinds of RVs, and they can match your lithium power needs with the right cabling, inverter, charger, solar controllers as well. As I said, John and I have Battle Born batteries. We had them on our previous RV, and that was the first big option we wanted when we ordered this new one that we have now. And we love lithium to rely on for our boondocking adventures. So if you're interested in learning more, go to rvlifestyle.com/lithium, rvlifestyle.com/lithium, and tell them you heard about them when you talked to the folks at Battle Born on the RV podcast.
Time now for the RV Podcast Interview of the Week. Interesting, entertaining, and helpful information about the RV lifestyle. Here's Mike with this week's interview.
All right, as we said at the top of the program, our guest in this episode of the RV Podcast is Kimmy King. And Kimmy's a friend. She is the producer of the Quartzsite RV show that takes place every January in the winter boondocking mecca of Quartzsite, Arizona. And the good news is for 2021, Quartzsite is on. Everything else has been canceled all spring, all summer, all fall. This is the first big one on the calendar. And the dates for the next Quartzsite RV show, January 16th through the 24th. Now, why Quartzsite? Well, according to the Arizona Highway Department, as many as 750,000 to 1 million people, mostly in RVs, converge on this sleepy little desert town located 20 miles east of the California border. Kimmy's dad, Kenny, founded the show over 40 years ago, and he still has a very strong hand in running the show. And as we said earlier at the top, by the way, both Kimmy and Kenny will be our guests this Friday, September 4th, 2020, at 3 p.m. Eastern, as we stream live on three of our social media channels. They'll be answering your questions live on our RV Lifestyle Facebook group, our RV Lifestyle Facebook page, and our RV Lifestyle YouTube channel, live simultaneously in all those platforms. But in this episode of the RV Podcast, we sat down with Kimmy, and we talked to her about why this annual desert gathering belongs on every RVer's bucket list. Kimmy, tell me first about the RV show and how that all came about. How big is this thing?
It's huge. We consider it one of the largest consumer-attended RV shows in the world. Oh, yeah. So this little town of Quartzsite goes from being about population of, I want to say, about 3,000 to being the third populated city outside of Tucson. And we go from, you know, the 3,000 that are here to hundreds and thousands of people that just invade the city. You know, and traffic's backed up from the freeway for a mile and a half, and you can't go to a grocery store without waiting 25 minutes in line. This little town basically goes from being a hibernation of sleeping to awoken and a full party. So it's pretty amazing. My dad came to Quartzsite about 45 years ago. His name is Kenny King. He sold RV awnings. He worked for A&E Awning System, and he actually was a exhibitor across at Tyson Wells. And, you know, one day before I was born, him and my mom were on the way home, and my dad says, what if I tossed up a circus tent in the middle of the desert and called it an RV show? And 37 years later, here we are.
Now, when you say largest in the world, help everybody understand what we're talking about. How many people attend that show?
So we don't charge to get in or to park. It is free. They park. I mean, there's pictures of miles and miles of RVs that come to this place. We guesstimate over the 37 years that we've had about 100. We get about 100 to 150,000 people over the 9 days that come in and out the doors. Show the tent was almost 70,000 square feet. We had 376 exhibitors inside the tent. We had about 50 exhibitors on our midway around the tent on the outside, and we have 13 active service bays over on our property where you can actually get work done on your RV.
Obviously, a big draw is you have so many people camping out in that BLM land.
We do. And then I think a big draw for us is we're unique. We don't have, you know, we're eclectic. We're a little bit of everything. We have one exclusive RV dealer, RV Country, who has been with us, I want to say my dad said about 15 years, and they have exclusivity on our property as far as selling rolling stock. So we don't have the numerous amounts of dealers that some other RV shows like the Super Show have, but we have all the unique products that you can put in your RV. You know, we have exhaust systems, we have generators, we have things to hold, you know, your spices and your cabinets from flying around. We have all kinds of satellite and dishes that you can put in, solar equipment that you can put on your RVs.
And what is so amazing is you can do it right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so, the accessibility of the BLM land is just, you know, that's our next step up. That is where we're looking for 2021. 2021 for us is going to be to, with the help of a couple big names that were on our 2020 show, like Dometic, that have that elbow grease to, you know, to help us out. We want to bring in more of that off-roading, side-by-side, vacation sports side of the RV industry, where it kind of connects into one, you know? That's where we're going for 2021.
Help us and what are the dates for 2021?
2021 is January 16th to the 24th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 2021.
And no charge to get in?
No charge to get in. It's free. We have them lining up at the gates. There's no charge to park. The BLM land, I mean, becomes insane with the amount of vehicles that are just trying to park to get to the show.
How much BLM land is there and how many people camp here?
God, I wish I had a number for you. You know, all we know is there's like tens of thousands, and they range from the short-term camping to where you can be on the BLM land for 14 days with no hookups, to the long-term camping, you know, over here in North Posa and over here in the south side. They just come from everywhere. We have people that travel all the way just from Yuma just for the day and then end up camping out here, or people that just kind of find their way to an open spot and, you know, drop down and stay for a few days. So I wish I had a number on how many invade this, but just by aerial photos that we've done, and like you say, going out into the wash and getting up on those mountains, it goes for miles and miles and miles. You just see white dots everywhere.
I've seen estimates of 150,000 people camping out here.
That I would not be surprised by that at all. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't be surprised one bit by that number, because that's what people want to do. Because the self-sufficiency of camping is becoming so popular now, of being able to sustain on your own as far as power and, you know, and all those things, that the need for camping with hookups at RV parks, I feel like, is kind of diminishing, because people would rather go out and use their solar panels and use their decomposing toilets and do all those things and be self-sustainable, as opposed to camping full hookups, you know. But there are the RVers that enjoy the full hookups too. You know, we camp exhibitors here, actually. So for the event, you can, if you exhibit with us, you can camp on our property with full hookups. Not the general public, but just for our exhibitors.
So tell me what makes Quartzsite so unique as a place.
Quartzsite is unique because people come, and the mixture of people that come to Quartzsite are people that would never, I don't think, mingle in a different environment. Yeah. Their love for the off-road world, their love for RVs, their love for a good deal is what brings them here. You know, my dad, when I was younger, used to try to explain Quartzsite to me. And I have a hard time explaining it to people unless you've really seen it, you know? I love that we're seeing a push from the younger generation. I love seeing strollers that actually contain children, not dogs, in them now. I love seeing families that come in on fifth wheels and trailers and have their toys. But what blew me away is the demographic that fits in this side-by-side off-road world isn't just young folk. I mean, we had ATV parking this year for the first time, which was a massive amazing thing. The ATV parking was full every day. But the demographics that were driving those ATVs were anywhere from 25 to 30 all the way to 75. You know, and so that is what's so unique about CourseSight is you bring all these people from different avenues of life and different facets of the RVing off-road world, and they come here and they just flourish and they love what they find at the CourseSight RV show. You know, it's just all the new and upcoming things. If you're somebody that wants to get their name out there in the RVing world and you have a new and upcoming product, our show is the place for you. And if you're a consumer that wants to come find the new and upcoming things, our show is the place for you as well.
That is so true. That we went out last January, and we'd heard so much about CourseSight. And to tell you the truth, we heard those estimates that the Arizona Department of Highways says that there's 750 to a million people that are camping out in and around the desert during the month of January out there. Well, that's probably true. We went out, I think it was the week after the show, and we had plenty of room. In fact, there wasn't anybody even near us. And just camping in the beautiful desert in January in Arizona, it's perfect weather. We did climb CourseSight Mountain. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put links to our tour of CourseSight for you. You can see it and see why it's so much fun. And why I'm really excited that we're gonna bring Kenny on the show, Kimmy's dad, both of them, Friday. We're going to do a live question and answer session. So please check us out. I'll put that'll be scheduled on all of our Facebook platforms and on our RV Lifestyle channel on YouTube. You can just click and remind yourself and leave it, send your reminder. But it's going to go 3 p.m. on Friday afternoon. Exclusive with Kim and Ken King, the organizers of CourseSight, and I think you'll get a kick out. They're great people, and it'll be a lot of fun to talk to them. The interview of the week brought to you by SunshineStateRVs.com. That's where every new motorhome is delivered to the customer free anywhere in the continental U.S. Sunshine State RVs, they've been a sponsor of ours now for years, and we have gotten to know Nick and Craig and the team there quite well over those years. They are just terrific people. They deal with honesty. They treat you truly as if you're part of their family, and they have the largest selection of new and used small motorhomes that I think you'll find anywhere in North America. They have a huge lineup of new RVs from all the popular RV brands, the small RVs, Winnebago Travato, the Winnebago Air, Coachman, Galleria, and the Beyond, the American Patriot line, the Fleetwood IROC line, and more. And if you're looking for a used RV, oh my gosh, they have in stock previously owned RVs, everything from the early 90s to the current year, everything in between, from all the most popular small motorhome brands. Every RV they sell goes through a very thorough 172-point inspection in which they make sure that everything works and is in top condition. You can trust these guys. They're good folks. Go to their website, see what they have in stock. Give them a call. Nick's been known to even take his camera out and do you a live Facebook or a FaceTime show of what that RV looks like. Check them out at SunshineStateRVs.com, SunshineStateRVs.com.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path.
A unique RV podcast travel suggestion you probably won't find in a guidebook.
Here's Mike.
And this week, our Off the Beaten Path reporters, Tom and Patty Burkett, take a bead on a little town in Colorado.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. Did you know the most common town name in the USA is Washington? No surprise, right, that there are 88 of them. Franklin comes in a distant second at 42. You might be surprised, though, to know that there are two towns named Fruta, and both have been the subject of Off the Beaten Path reports. One is Fruta, Utah, a tiny Mormon settlement in the heart of Capitol Reef National Park and home to some amazing orchards. The other is the subject of today's report, the much larger, relatively speaking, Fruta, Colorado.
You might end up here if you were visiting the spectacular Colorado National Monument, a landscape of cliffs and canyons that exemplifies the topography of the Old West. You might be coming off a day on the 23-mile-long Rimrock Drive. Or maybe you hiked the Serpent's Trail, a National Historic Landmark laid out in 1911, and looked over the valley from the trail's end at Cold Shivers Point. Or maybe you're on a pilgrimage to see dinosaur sites and have stopped here for a visit to the notable museum in town.
Whatever the case, you'll have driven around the traffic circle to look at the bright green T-Rex in the city park. Hardly lifelike, it's been named Greta by local school kids and is said to be from the Goofy epic. All frivolity aside, though, it's unlikely you'll pass through town without seeing the odd statue that sits on the curb at the corner of Aspen and Mulberry Streets. A chicken. Yes, a chicken. But there's something odd about it. If you're driving, you'll circle the block for another look or pull over and park. The chicken, this chicken, has no head. And therein lies the tale.
Lloyd Olson went out one Monday morning to kill a chicken. His mother-in-law was coming for dinner, and he'd been given the word that this was an important meal and that she especially enjoyed the chicken neck. That being so, Lloyd left plenty of neck when he chopped the head off a tender young rooster. Leaving its head behind, the bird flopped off the chopping block and ran into the bushes. Try as he might, Lloyd couldn't find it. The next morning, the rooster was back among the flock, sleeping with its headless neck tucked under his wing.
A week later, with regular eyedropper feedings down its exposed gullet, the rooster seemed healthy enough that his owner packed him into his pickup truck for a trip to the closest university, where the agriculture teachers told Lloyd that he'd missed the bird's brainstem when he severed the head, so it just kept on clucking. Over the next year and a half, Mike, yep, that's what they named him, tripled in weight and made a national tour of county and state fairs. Folks around the country paid two bits to see him as the Olsons took him to New York City, San Diego, Miami, and Atlantic City.
Fruta gained a bit of notoriety as the home of Mike the Headless Wonder Chicken, and still honors his contributions to civic service with the annual Headless Chicken Festival. Come visit the last week in May, and you can take part in the chicken wing or peep-eating contest, run the Headless Chicken 5K, or shake your booty in the world's largest chicken dance. Even if you miss the festival, there's plenty of Mike memorabilia at local shops. And just keep looking. You'll see towns that honor banana slugs, manatees, Gila monsters, sand crabs, and armadillos. All out here, off the beaten path.
And when you are off the beaten path, you'll find internet connectivity through Nomad Internet. And we've been really excited to have Nomad Internet come on the podcast as one of our sponsors, because if you use the coupon code RVLifestyle25, you'll get $25 off the cost of the setup fee. Jennifer and I are very happy subscribers to the Nomad Internet service for RVs. We started earlier this summer, and we now rely on it for all of our internet connectivity while we're on the road. Unlike other services that we've tried, Nomad Internet gives us truly unlimited high-speed internet with no throttling. I rely on it to upload my videos, my photos, my blog reports, or email, or update the website. I do live video interviews with it, and at night after the work is done, we kick back and we can stream online movies over the Nomad Internet connection. The service is made for people like us who travel. You too. It combines the latest cellular technology from all four major providers, cellular providers, in a single plan. They had us up and running and easy as can be with no challenging configuration settings to deal with. They give you unlimited 4G LTE. There are no data limits. There's no slowing down, none of that stuff. There is just a reliable, solid internet connection. And you can check their plans out at nomadinternet.com, nomadinternet.com. And when you do order, if you use the promo code RVLifestyle25, they'll give you $25 off the service. Nomad Internet.
What's happening? Time now to check the RV calendar of events and gatherings you need to know about.
All right, it's no secret. Virtually every RV show and event has been canceled from spring to summer and now over the fall. But we are cautiously optimistic that the industry, that shows are going to start. And as we mentioned before already, Quartzsite Arizona, the Sports Vacation and RV Show, is on for January 16th through the 24th. We'll put a link in the show notes to that show. And also still on, although registration has not yet begun. The website says it will start in the fall, whenever that means, but it's on the 2021 Florida RV Super Show in Tampa, Florida. The dates for this year's 2021 Florida RV Super Show, January 13th through the 17th, and that is at the Florida State Campgrounds, or Fairgrounds. They also have a campground there for you. Florida State Fairgrounds in Tampa, Florida. And we'll put a link to that as well in the show notes on this episode. You can find those show notes at rvlifestyle.com/310.
And that wraps up another episode of the RV Podcast with Mike and Jennifer Wendland.
New episodes are released every Wednesday, and the best way to stay connected is to subscribe to the RV Podcast.
We're in all the popular podcast apps, and you can also listen on the rvlifestyle.com travel blog.
Till next time, happy trails, fellow travelers. We'll be looking for you down the road.
All right, that's this episode of the podcast, your guide to freedom and fun through RV travel. Thank you guys so much for listening to us this week. Don't forget, we will be on live with an in-person live. We'll take your questions live on Facebook group, Facebook page, and our RV Lifestyle channel on YouTube on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern time, Friday, September 4th, I think it is. Yes, we'll see you then. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Mike Wendland. Bye-bye and happy trails.